Model Test 2
第一节，听下面五个句子，从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出与所听句子内容相关的图画。听完每个句子后，你将有五秒钟的作答时间。每个句子听两遍。
Number 1. John went fishing with his friend yesterday.
John went fishing with his friend yesterday.
Number 2. It takes about 40 minutes to get there by bus.
It takes about 40 minutes to get there by bus.
Number 3. My grandfather usually has an apple after meal.
My grandfather usually has an apple after meal.
Number 4. Tony likes playing the violin. He practices it every day.
Tony likes playing the violin. He practices it every day.
Number 5. No phone calls at gas stations.
No phone calls at gas stations.
Number 2. 听下面五个句子。从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出与所听句子内容相符的正确答语。听完每个句子后，你将有十秒钟的时间来回答有关小题和阅读下一小题。每个句子听两遍。
Number 6. Thanks for carrying the heavy box for me.
Thanks for carrying the heavy box for me.
Number 7. Would you mind me opening the door?
Would you mind me opening the door?
Number 8. What do you think of the new book?
What do you think of the new book?
Number 9. My brother broke his leg last week.
My brother broke his leg last week.
Number 10. How is everything going?
How is everything going?
D
三
节，听下面五段对话，每段对话后有一个小题，从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出最佳选项。听完每段对话后，你将有十秒钟的时间来回答有关小题和阅读下一小题。每段对话听两遍。
Number 11. Hello, Lily. Do you know who the man under the tree is?
He is Mr. Black. He is our new English teacher. He will teach us this term.
Hello, Lily. Do you know who the man under the tree is?
He is Mr. Black. He is our new English teacher. He will teach us this term.
Number 12. Mary, we'll have a party tonight. Would you like to come?
Sure. I'll get off work at 6:30 and I will arrive half an hour later.
Mary, we'll have a party tonight. Would you like to come?
Sure. I'll get off work at 6:30 and I will arrive half an hour later.
Number 13. What's Jane doing? Is she playing tennis?
No, she's watching a DVD.
What's Jane doing? Is she playing tennis?
No, she's watching a DVD. Number 14. How many people are there in your family?
I live with my mom, my dad, and my younger brother.
Oh, it is a big family. How many people are there in your family?
I live with my mom, my dad, and my younger brother.
Oh, it is a big family. Number 15. Shall we go shopping in the supermarket?
I'm tired of going shopping this morning. What about the library?
Good idea. Shall we go shopping in the supermarket?
I'm tired of going shopping this morning. What about the library?
Good idea.
第四节，听下面两段对话或独白。每段对话或独白后有几个小题，从题中所给的A、 B、 C 三个选项中选出最佳选项。听每段对话或独白前，你将有时间阅读各个小题，每小题5秒钟。听完后，各小题将给出5秒钟的作答时间。每段对话或独白听2遍。听第一段材料。 回答第16、17小题。Could
I invite my friends to my party on Saturday, Mom?
Of course, Jack. That sounds funny.
I need to go to the store to buy some drinks and snacks.
Well, I will go there tomorrow, and I can buy them for you.
Thank you, Mom.
So, before the party, you need to clean the room.
Sure. Dave is coming early on Saturday, so he can help me. Could I invite my friends to my party on Saturday, Mom?
Of course, Jack. That sounds funny.
I need to go to the store to buy some drinks and snacks.
Well, I will go there tomorrow, and I can buy them for you.
Thank you, Mom.
So, before the party, you need to clean the room.
Sure. Dave is coming early on Saturday, so he can help me. Betty is a 15-year-old girl. She comes from England and now studies in Beijing. She has no friends to talk with, and she was not used to the food there when she got to Beijing 3 months ago. Therefore, she felt very lonely and sad. What's more, she was not good at Chinese. At that time, Betty didn't know what to do but cry. When she was sad, her Chinese teacher helped her. He not only helped her with her Chinese, but also taught her how to smile at life. Now, Betty doesn't feel lonely because she has many new friends. She lives happily again. As her teacher says, happiness is in your heart forever, but you need to find and feel it.
Betty is a 15-year-old girl. She comes from England and now studies in Beijing. She had no friends to talk with, and she was not used to the food there when she got to Beijing 3 months ago. Therefore, she felt very lonely and sad. What's more, she was not good at Chinese. At that time, Betty didn't know what to do but cry. When she was sad, her Chinese teacher helped her. He not only helped her with her Chinese, but also taught her how to smile at life. Now Betty doesn't feel lonely because she has many new friends. She lives happily again. As her teacher says, happiness is in your heart forever, but you need to find and feel it.